everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Today is March 11th, and the topic is thoughts of change. The quote is from Norman Vincent Peale. Change your thoughts, and you change your world. Here's what Linda has to say. There's no great mystery behind the power of positive thinking. If we assume before the fact that we can't accomplish something, we almost certainly won't. If we believe we can, we are much more likely to succeed. At least we'll make the effort. We talk ourselves out of interesting opportunities all the time, when we ought to be talking ourselves into them. What do you guys think about that? Okay, now, want to preface, we're not talking about toxic positivity here. We're actually talking about maybe rumination. How many times do we have a thought in our head that we can't do something, or somebody, we go to a trusted friend and we say, hey, you know what? I really want to do this. And they're like, well, yeah, you know, they give you that thing, right? That kind of response that, oh, I don't even know how to label that response, that kind of response, but everybody knows it, right? It's the sighing, it's the hemming and hawing, it's the lack of uncertainty, lack of support. And then we start thinking, well, maybe, you know, I can't either. How many times do we do that? How many times do we have that kind of thinking? Perhaps what we should do instead, like Linda says, instead of talking ourselves out of something, talk ourselves into something. Remember, there's only one you, there's only one me. And that is something really special. There's only one of us. So do it. How can you talk yourself into something? You know what else comes up to my mind here about this quote here is imposter syndrome. See, if we talk ourselves out of something on a continuous basis, then you know who's winning? IP. And I'm not talking about intellectual property. I'm talking about imposter syndrome. So here is the affirmation. Let's see what it has to say. Remember, I don't read this stuff before. I try to do these on one take, actually. All right, let's see what the affirmation is for the day and see if it combats imposter syndrome. If I catch a negative thought crossing my mind, I can toss it out and replace it with one more positive. Look at that. Yes, if I have a negative thought, I can pause and I can go, I don't think so. We're going to replace it with something else. And did you know that in neuroscience, for every one negative thought, we have to have 5 positive thoughts that replace and undo the damage from that one negative thought? So I would challenge and add in here that for every time I catch myself, a negative thought crosses my mind, I can toss it out. Guess what? You get the choice. You have the ability to toss it out and then replace it with 5. So maybe even another exercise, yep, I'm going to give you guys some homework, is to write down 5 positive thoughts, keep it on a little sticky note or somewhere on your phone, and then whenever a negative thought comes to mind, You can go right to those five positive thoughts and you can say those things in your mind, or even better yet, say them out loud. But have those five positive thoughts handy and do it now. And you know what another thing is? How about doing it on a day where it's a really good day? Because I bet you that those positive thoughts would just keep flowing. I love this day. All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. As always, give us a 5-star rating. Keep those comments coming. Appreciate all of you being here today. And we're stronger together. We're better together. And take what resonates and go beyond.